It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Hey, welcome back once again to the University campus here in Parkville, Missouri, where we're getting set for the second half of tonight's college basketball doubleheader in the opener this evening. An impressive win by the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 69-52. And now will come the guys' turn. We'll be back here at the Brecken Center to bring you the starting lineups and a little more insight into the game and then the tip-off. Raven basketball coming up next here on CARE.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back here to Parkville, Missouri. The Benedictine Ravens with two games left before the semester break, the holiday break. Tonight and then Saturday, Benedictine is going to be in the game. Ravens and Clark. But the business at hand is a pairing of a couple of teams that have had very similar roads so far this season. Almost a different record coming into the game. Ravens 2-4-7 4-6 and also 2-3 It's a public address announcer, and I'm sure you can hear him in the background. He's introducing the starters to the crowd here. Let's hear the starters. The Parker University Pirates. Going to be the head coach. They're going to be starting DeMarcus Hudson. DeMarcus, a 6'4" sophomore out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. They've got Robert Rose. He's a 6'8" junior from Grandview, Missouri, from KCKCC. Shahada Camp is a 5'11" senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan, a transfer from Bakersfield College. It'll be Jaden Call, a 5'10" sophomore from Tacoma, Washington. And rounding it out, the 6'7" junior from Santa Cruz del Sol, Brazil, Augusto. For the Benedictine Ravens, and 12th season head coach Ryan Booty, Sam Ungashik, the freshman from Blue Valley West, Preston Reynolds out of Shawnee Mission East, the freshman, junior Ahmad Lewis, out of KCMO. Ravens are going to launch a three. Coming off the tip, and it's going to go away. No good. Brayton Bell, 6'1", junior from Andover Central. And Tyson Canty from Liberty North High School. Tyson, a 6'6", senior. So Benedictine wins the opening tip. The ball goes up, but Ahmad couldn't get it to drop. And back up court for the basketball will come Park. Pirates with the ball in the home whites with maroon and gold. 5 minute shot clock. The drive to the left side. Little one-handed runners up and missing and an offensive rebound. Kicked back out on top and they're going to reset the shot clock. Benedictine of the traveling black uniforms with red and white. And again, absolutely packed with Raven fans here tonight. It is fantastic and wonderful to see. Here's a feed over to the left side and we have a Raven making some contact and picking up the foul. The whistle is going to be on Benedictus Tyson Canty. It's going to be his first foul. First foul by either club. And at 18:57 to go in this scoreless first half, shot clock gets reset to 20. And Parkman's going to be putting it in play once again. Pirates will push it off on top. It'll be Jaden Call with it. He'll back away to out very near the center circle. Ungashik stays with him in the Benedictine player defense. Over to the right side to Rhodes. Back off on top again. Shahada Camp. He'll drive into the lane, stop on the left side, bodies on the floor, the pass comes out on top. Augusto from 16 is no good. And Benedictine's Brayden Bell rebounds it down. Here come the Ravens. Up the court with it, over to the left side is going to be Ahmad. Moves to take it to the top of the key, kicks it back to the right side to Brayden. Back out, it'll come Ahmad, flips it over to Preston. Reynolds will dribble it up toward the top side. Still scoreless here in Parkville at 18:20 to go in the first half. Here's a three, Belt, yes! So Brayden puts the Ravens in front. And it's 3-0 BC, 18:10 to go in the first half. And remember, we have to shift to halves here for the guys' game. The shot blocked from behind by Tyson Caffey, slapped away from Augusto Hausman. It'll be Park basketball with 15 on the shot clock, 18 to go in the half. They will bring it in over to the left side. Take it there, it's going to be Camp. He'll work it off on top. Park all the way now in the, literally in the center circle with Call. They'll cut to the left side, start into the lane, lose the handle, jumps it over to the left again. It's going to be Camp, cuts into the lane. His shot is going to go up and misses. Rebound tipped around and Ahmad Lewis sweeps it down. BC coming the other way. Sam races up the floor. Ungashik will take it over to the left. He'll think about the three, then pulls it back down. He'll dribble now into the right side of the lane, pushes it off on top. Ahmad goes three, in, out, no. Rebounding it back. It's going to be Park. Robert Rose coming up with the board. Pirates back up the floor with it. Still a 3-0 Benedictine lead. 17:20 to play in the first. Skip pass comes over to the right side. Rhodes will back in. Little hook pass left side. Alberto off the rim. Twice it goes up and in. Augusto will have his first points of the game. The Benedictine lead trimmed to one at 3-2. 17:10 left. Now the BC up court pass stolen away. Up the floor, the basketball is going to come Shahada Camp. He dribbles it out toward the top and again puts 1 foot at the center circle, glances over his shoulder, head coach Jason Klein. Park runs its offense. BC stays in the player D. You've got Tyson Caffey working on Hausman. He'll jump it to the right side, back out on top where the uncontested three is set sail and scored. Camp will knock it down from the outside of the Ravens. They're going to trail in the ball game at 5-3. 16 and a half to go. First half here in Parkville, Missouri. Kind of on the very northern edge of KCMO. Here's a three from the top for Tyson. A rebound, Iris. Again, these two teams evenly matched, very similar records. 4-6, 4-7, both of them 2-3 in the conference. Mark swings it around the outside. What they are is really patient. They run this shot clock down to single digits pretty much every trip down. Now it's at 7 and at 6. At 5, they'll pull up for a running 3. Again, rebounding it down is Hungashik. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with the basketball, trying to get by a pair. With 15:40 to play in the first half. The dish left, the feed underneath. Tyson Caffey misses the layup and the rebound back up to Park. He'll push it up to the top. Jaden Call goes to Hausman. He drops the shoulder, starts in, cuts back, changes direction. Shot missing and a rebound. Reynolds. Preston coming up on the board. We've seen him touch the ball very little tonight. Here's Belt, the baseline three. It's an air ball way off the mark. And a rebound back up to Park. Driving down four steps, five steps, so many steps. Whatever it was way too many. The official across the way. Indicates the travel. And I don't care if you're a fan of the Eurostep or not. You can't have that many. BC will have it in play at out of the game. For the Ravens will come Tyson Caffey. Benedictine is going to bring Joel Adise in. So for BC, it's Adise, Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, and Bell. 5 minutes gone. Ravens trail 5-3. But they have control of the basketball. Armand will have it left wing. Preston back over to the left side to Sam. He will accelerate into the lane. Turn 360. Spin, shoots in and out. Nope. Rebound slapped out, and it'll be saved by Adise. Out on top, Armand three. Got it. Armand Lewis gets his first points and puts Benedictine back in front at 6-5. The Ravens scoring has only come from the outside. 14:40 to go first half. End of the ball, into the middle. It's going to be batted free by Adise. Stolen away. Ravens back up the court. Preston Reynolds is the guy handling the ball now. Reynolds will come up the floor, put a shot on its way, but it won't go in. I think maybe a defender got a hand on it a little bit and kind of deflected their trajectory. 14:14 to go in the half. Back up Park. Pirates with the ball down a point. Back over to the left side, working way out in front of the Raven bench with the basketball. It's going to be Jaden Call. A little behind the back pass, flipped over. The three is good. Into the game, and just as quickly as that, Sebastian Reynoso Jimenez. It is 8-6 Park. 13:47 to go in the half. Here's Belt. He will accelerate to the left side, dump it over to the baseline where the three is good. Knocking out with that, Sam Ungashik. So the Ravens with 9 points on 3 3-point shots. The ball's knocked away. Uh-oh. Here comes Ahmad. Goes up on the jailbreak and plays it up and in. 10-6 Benedictine. And that is going to bring Coach Klein to his feet out of the court and taking a timeout. We'll enjoy the timeout with the Pirates. We're at 13:20 to go in the opening half in Parkville, Missouri. Benedictine 11 and Park University 8.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back, Benedictine. Out on the court first, and checking into the Raven lineup for the first time this evening, is going to be the 6'6 senior from Creighton Prep in Omaha, It's Jaden Timmy into the game. Park will make a substitution as well. We're going to see Darius Jones in, a 6'1 junior from Katy, Missouri. And now we're going to have a jump shot from the outside. It's up. It's good. And we're all tied up again at 11. Call hits that little jump shot. And BC back down the court. A three from Ahmad Lewis from the right wing will not go in. And back the other way, but it will come. Park. And a three, a dagger shot from the right side. That was Drew Croft, who is also into the game. A 6'3 sophomore from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Raven three from the left side. It's up and good. Braden Belden now. These two teams, like a couple of prize fighters, just standing in the center of the ring, trading punches. 14-14. 12-12 to go in the half. On the right side of the lane, there's no room in the middle. Is Ausman cannot get past it easy. And a pass comes off on top. Park will swing it over the left side now, try to feed in off the block. And the diamond is going to be up to be good for Ausman. Park back in front at 16-14. We're inside 12 to go in the first half. BC topside Reynolds over to the left to Timmy. Tries to pass inside, and Adise is fouled from behind. This time it's going to be on also a new guy into the game. And that is Sebastian Jimenez. It'll be his first foul tonight. It'll be team foul one. Each team has committed only one foul. Here's a BC three. It's good from the top. That was Tony Hall knocking it down. Now it's the Ravens leading at 17-16. What a shooting performance has been put on by Benedictine. Ravens are five of 10, hitting 50% from three. Here's a three for Park. No. Rebound tipped out by Preston. Pulled down by Braden. Belt will come into the fourth quarter. The Ravens are back on offense. Belt plays off the screen, gets it to Timmy. He'll go three, gets another one! Jaden Timmy for three! Benedictine is just squaring up and punching him in from the outside. It's now 20-16 Ravens. 11 to go in the half. Kick over to the left side. Here's a three for Park, and it's good! Park will throw it down, and that's the second three of the game for Drew Croft. 20-19, Benedictine. But I'll tell you what, if you love the long-range ball, this is more like the NBA's than the NAIA. Here's a driving shot off the left side. It's up and good. Preston Reynolds, 22-19, Benedictine. And into the middle of the lane, the ball's going to be stripped away by Preston. He will come up the floor with it. Look away, pass right side. Belt goes three. Off the rim and over the backboard and out of bounds. Reynolds is going to check out the game. That is for Benedictine. Will come the freshman from Blue Valley West High School, Sam Ungershick.
Also for Benedictine, number 20,
also coming into the game for Benedictine at Lee Summit, 6'2 freshman, Bryson LaRue. 10-20 to go in the half. This game moving along fast. Marcus brought Eli Habahorse into the game out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Here's a three left side. That one will not go, and the rebound tipped out. Recovered by Park underneath. The layup is blocked. Rebound Park. Layup is blocked. Rebound Ravens and Timmy. Here comes BC. This game's pretty fun. Ravens are going to fly. Up with it is going to come Timmy. He will look into the middle, want to take the shot. Instead, will accelerate, go into the lane, get tripped, get fouled. For a moment, I didn't hear a whistle go off, but the official from the left side will make that call, and we are going to have a timeout. We're taking a break with Benedictine. 9:52 to go. It's the media timeout. Joseph, we're in the first half. Ravens 22, Park 19.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Yeah. back with you here. Happy to be with you here in Parkville, Missouri. Benedictine with the lead. But it's not a big one. 22-19. These two teams are just shooting it. Raven hit 47% from the floor, 50% three-point shooting at 6 of 12. Park is 5 of 8 three-point shooting and 7 of 17 from the floor. Here's Jade and Timmy, 3. Hit the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be cleared away up top side by Jones. Darius Jones comes up with a rebound. Park coming up the floor with it for Benedictine. Undership, Hall, Timmy, LaRue, and Kathy. That's your even five out there. 9.5 to go in the first half. Long three, left corner, up, in and out. Nope, rebound. Pulled down by BC, clearing it away. Tyson, Kathy. Undership in the forecourt. Plays off a nice screen by Timmy. Takes the ball back out on top. Goes LaRue. Left block. Now collision, no whistle. Bodies all over the floor. No stoppage of play. BC will push it off on top. Left side, Timmy. Skips it underneath Tyson. Now we got a foul up the ball, and Timmy's on the floor. The foul is going to be on Park, and I think, yeah, and it's going to be on Leon Kalinic. K-A-L-I-N-I-C. Leon Kalinic. Leon is a big guy. 6'9" out of Zagreb, Croatia. Name the last player you watched from Zagreb. Ravens are going to bring it in for the baseline with 9 minutes left in the half. Over to the right side, a little bit of a head fake, Sam. The reverse layup, and it rolls out, didn't go down. And on the attempt of the rebound, it fouled by Tyson Cassidy. That was a bang of his move, and it looked like for the world it was going to fall in, but then did not. Tyson will have his second foul of the game. Very quickly, Benedictine is going to go to the bench, and we're going to bring in another one of the big guys, taking Tyson out. It's going to be 6'8 senior Hunter Schneider out of Shawnee Mission South High School. A lot of guys in this Raven lineup and in this Raven roster from the Kansas City area. Good to see a lot of their fans maybe coming to get an opportunity to see them here tonight. Here's a straightaway three. Nope. Rebound. Hunter Schneider. Ravens up the floor. It is a 22-19 Benedictine lead. 8:30 left. First half. Ungershick. Out of top. Back over to the left. LaRue. Three. Too strong. He'll be caught on the fly by Darius Jones. Back up the floor. The dish over to the left. Darius starts into the lane. Has it stripped out of his hand. LaRue knocks it away. It's going to be picked up by Sam. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens of 2-on-3. The feed over to Timmy. Goes up with both hands and gets it off the window. But good. Jaden Timmy has 5. 24-19. Here's Park, left side. Big guy pulls up. Now feeds it underneath. A nice move. And Houseman tries to lay up, but the Ravens are going to come in. They will deny the bucket, but draw the foul. Foul is going to be on Anthony, and Hall will have his first foul. Team fouls again are even at 3 apiece for Benedictine. 2 on Tyson Caffey, 1 on Anthony Hall. Park will come to the free throw line, and we're going to see Akuso Houseman up there. First one, perfect. Augusto has 5 points now. And we're going to see Coach Klein make a trio of substitutions. Shahada Camp comes back in. Jaden Call comes back in. And DeMarcus Hudson, 3 of his starters, return to the floor. Houseman's second free throw, rattles around and catches the front lip and goes in. Houseman with 6. Benedictine leading it out 24-21. 7:48 to play, opening half. Hunter Schneider will have the ball at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor a couple of times. Skip pass underneath. Comes out on top, Timmy. Back over to the left side. Here's the three. Rims all the way around, but an offensive rebound. Well done by Ungershick off the miss by LaRue. BC back on top. There's Anthony Hall with it. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Ungershick, top of the key. Accelerates left. Stops at the side of the lane, fades away, puts it on its way. No good. Rebounding it down is Parks. Get past the into the forecourt. Quickly down the left side. They will come. Down to the baseline is Hudson. DeMarcus brings it to the free throw line. The spinning shot. It is a foul. It is going to be the whistle on Hunter Schneider, and he will have his first foul today. The Ravens are going to take Hall and LaRue out of the game. And for Benedictine, you've got three of the starters back out of the court. 7 minutes to go in the half. Hunter Schick, Lewis, Timmy Belt, and Schneider are out there for BC. And as this shot is missed, Ravens rebounded down, and we're going to have a Park foul. This whistle is going to be on Jimenez. It'll be his second. Hungershick brings it up, kicks it over to Jaden Timmy. Ravens come across the timeline and going to run the offense. 6:46 to go. Feels like the first half has just gone so quickly. And the skip pass to the left side is going to be out of the reach of Jaden. It will go out of bounds.
Park number 11, Robert Rhodes.
Park basketball. Jimenez comes out. Robert Rhodes comes back in. So Coach Klein has got, what, four of his starters? No, all five of his starters. All five of the starters are back in for Park. You've got Hudson and Rhodes out there. Camp, Call, and Houseman. Here's a feed underneath. The shot off the window and no good. Rebound tipped out. Hungershick comes up with it. He goes on the court. One on three. Dishes it over to the left side to Braden Belt. Will back it away. Comes out on top to Timmy. Over to the right side to Ahmad. Lewis will look to the middle with one dribble. He'll take it over to the left side. Ravens will dip it into the corner. Cutting across the lane. Belt will have it stripped out of his hands. Picked up. Hunter. Power move. Goes up. Doesn't get it. Draws a foul on Houseman. That was a great play by Hunter Schneider. Hunter Schneider, like the USS Abraham Lincoln out there. I mean, he takes up some space. Big, strong, not going to be denied in the middle. It's the first foul of the game by Houseman. The free throw by Schneider. In out, won't quite go. One more shot coming up for Hunter. 6:01 to go in the half. Ravens are going to get Preston back in. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Pirates. That's got Coach Klein on his feet, patrolling the sideline, and he calls the offensive play out to his team on the floor. Ravens by three with 5:47 to go in the half on the road here this evening. Going to the free throw line in the lane. Can't get a shot away. Now the drive to the baseline, and we're going to get a foul on Hunter. They are. They're going to call him for a little bit of a body check. Schneider will have his second foul. So Tyson Kathy, Hunter Schneider, each with two fouls. The Ravens' fifth foul belongs to Anthony Hall. Park also, 5 team fouls right now. Again, these two teams so similar. 5.5 to go in the half. Some bounce pass. Houseman. Backing in, Joel Atisse is in. Houseman, how many steps did he get? And there's the travel. Again, he tucked the ball, and Atisse, very cleverly, just kind of does a little matador thing, steps out of the way. Houseman, anticipating contact, kind of stumbles forward as he's driving to the lane, and traveling is the call. Ravens back up the floor with it. And now an offensive foul off the ball is going to be on Atisse. But Joel will have his first foul. Benedictine team foul six. Clark on each foul now will be coming to the free throw line. We're at 5:15 to go in the half. 24-21 Benedictine in front. Houseman's cross court pass is going to get away, and now they'll call a late foul on BC and another one on DC. Joel really frustrated. The two fouls called against him in probably 30 seconds. That will be team foul seven, as we indicated a moment ago, and the officials getting ready to put it in play, but Coach Klein, being the helpful guy he is, walked out of the floor and said, points up in the scoreboard, said, that's number seven, guys. At the line, a one-plus for Houseman. Remember, he hit two a moment ago, and hits that one, earning the bonus. That is now 7 points for Houseman. He leads his team. In fact, he leads all scorers in the game now. Second free throw. Perfect. The Benedictine lead trimmed to one at 24-23. As we're now inside 5 minutes of play in the half. The pass over to the left side, intending it for Ahmad, but trying to steal it away. Feeling it a little bit, but maybe a little too much. Hausman wanted to steal it. Instead, commits a foul. Braves are going to be putting it in play when we come back out of this timeout. Time out of the court. Let's call it 5 minutes of play in the half. It is Benedictine 24, Park 23.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Bracken Sports Center here on the campus of Park University in Parkville, Missouri. NAIA college basketball this evening here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and Benedictine on the road leading 24-23. Inside, 5 minutes to go in the opening half. BC with the basketball with that one-point lead. It's batted away for a moment, but for the Ravens, Ungashik is going to pick it up. Park has switched his defense up. They've gone to a very flexible zone. Underneath, a decent shot up too soft. Rebounding a bank down is going to be Sebastian Jimenez. And up with it will come Park. The ball is going to be batted away, and rebounding it down is Benedictine. When Park goes to that zone, it opens the floor up a lot. And tell you what, the play gets a little wilder. Now we're going to have a flop. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Preston. So Reynolds is going to have his first foul. Of course, the player control foul is not going to be shot. But that was an incredible job of falling back on that one. I love it. You can get away with it. I guess it's all good, man. 4:27 to go in the half. Here comes the Pirates. Park will walk it up the floor. That's Jaden Call. Keeps the dribble alive, moves it all the way to the right side. Wants to lob it off on top of the right. You're going to defend that. He'll have to go all the way across court. Now the pass underneath off the left block. Shot is up too strong. Preston rebounded down, and Benedictine's coming up the floor. BC has not put anything on the board in a long time. Ravens are 0 for the last 4 and 1 of their last 9 shooting the ball. Haven't scored in over 4 minutes now. Into the lane, Ahmad Lewis skips it off on top. Preston, little scoop pass to Jaden Timmy. Comes back out on top. Ahmad, that's a long three. Rebound. Pulled down by Park. How about Park? They're not doing any better than Benedictine. They're 0 for the last 7. They're 1 of their last 9. They haven't scored it over. Are you ready for this? They haven't got a field goal in over 7 minutes now. They've got the basketball here. 3.5 to go in the half. It has been low scoring, but for Benedictine and Coach Moody's work on keeping the defense such an integral part of this team, he's got to be pleased with the numbers up there. Here's a fadeaway 16-footer at the shot buzzer that's no good. Timmy with a rebound and back up the floor, Benedictine. Park will steal the upward pass, and Preston Reynolds will commit a foul in an effort to steal it back. So for BC, two fouls, kind of a big deal. Two for Hunter Schneider, two for Tyson Caffey, two for Joel Adese, two on Preston Reynolds. And with foul 9 right there, Preston's going to come out of the game. Benedictine is going to reintroduce Anthony Hall to the floor, and Park will come to the line 1-1. Jaden Calm will shoot. He's got 2 points in the game. He's not had a free throw appearance yet tonight, and that one is perfect. And with that free throw, Park, who has not scored a field goal in 8 minutes now, has tied the game. One more free throw, Pirates lead. It is 25-24. 3:02 to go in the half. Hall will drive into the lane, kick it over to Ungashik, who gets tripped to the floor. We'll hope that he is okay. Seems like he's going to be all right. He climbs to his feet. Commander committed the foul. DeMarcus Hudson climbs back to his feet. He seems fine. And that is team foul 7 for the Pirates. So now Benedictin will come to the free throw line. Park is on a bit of a run now. They're on a 6-0 run in the last 5 minutes. Ravens are 0 for the last 5 and 1 for the last 10. Shooting the ball from the floor. Field goal percentages reflecting that. BC's hitting 35% tonight, 38% from the outside, and 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Here's the front half of the 1-1, and it misses by Sam. So Benedictin is 0 for at the free throw line here in the first half. 2:47 to go and rolling along toward intermission. 25-24, Pirates in front. Benedictin, while playing solid defense, their offense is absolutely eluding them right now. Park will back it away. Shot clock again. Single digits. That's what has been happening all game long. Falling away shot is up and good. DeMarcus Hudson will have his first point. Ravens down trail 27-24. 2:19 left in the half. Down to the baseline. Ungership goes for a shot, trying to defend him. Jaden Call commits a foul. Jaden will have his first foul of the night. Once again, Benedictin coming to the free throw line, but this time, in the process of shooting, Ungership will have 2 free throws. And still, Ravens looking to hit their first free throw tonight. It won't happen there. So BC is 0-4 at the free throw line. Park, 6-6 at the free throw line tonight. One more shot coming up here for Sam. He's a good shooter, too. 0-2 here. We're going to break that, and there it is. So Sam will hit the Ravens' first free throw of the night. It is 27-25. Pirates at 2:09 to go, first half. The feet over to the left block, kind of back in, slipping and traveling with the ball. What happened out there for Park? Sebastian Jimenez, he's tall and he's long, long arms, long legs. Sebastian 6'8", and he tried to kind of stretch and go around. He sort of slipped, putting a little too much pressure on the front foot, fell away. And the Ravens come down the court, the 3-point shot up by Ahmad Lewis. Nope. And Benedictin continues to struggle from the floor. Over the last 6 and 1 of the last 11. Park for 3. Ravens coming down with the board. Here comes Ungashik with a minute and a half to go in the half. Coach Moody on his feet calls out the offense. Now he walks up to the very edge of the coach's box. We have a block. The blocking foul on Park is going to be on Drew Croft. I haven't seen Drew out there a lot today out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Spoon River College. I'm unfamiliar with the institution. He's a 6'3" sophomore. Drew Croft, his first foul tonight. Ahmad Lewis comes out of the game for Benedictin. Break belt in. Free throw for Timmy. It's up and good. Jaden Timmy. He's having a nice half. That is his 6th point. Ungashik, Hall, Timmy, LaRue, and Belch of the Benedictine 5. This free throw, yes. So we are even again, tied at 27. And a 22 to go, first half. A little lob pass over to the left side. Ravens surround the ball handler, but somehow DeMarcus Hudson able to score it anyway. Athletic play, 29-27 Park. 1:06 left in the half. Ungashik works it over to the left side, pulls up his dribble, gets it to Timmy, top of the key. Back over to the right side for Bryson LaRue. His cross-court pass is batted, knocked into the backcourt. Benedictine's got to recover it, but the shot clock is still rolling at 8. Sam comes down, pulls up from 15, kisses it off the window, but misses. The rebound down to Park. Jimenez coming up with the basketball. 40 seconds left in the half. Park is going to use a majority of that with this possession. They lead by two, 29-27. And now just standing out of the center circle. Letting the clock roll down now that it's in single digits. Jaden Call will set the offense in motion. Kicks it up to the top of the key. Hudson goes three, doesn't get any of it. And a rebound, Jaden Timmy. Benedictine has plenty of time. They don't have to rush. 13. Into the forecourt at 10. Coach Moody directs traffic with 6. Hunger Schick with 4. Goes left side, Timmy with 2. That's a crazy long three, and it's going to come up short. We'll go to halftime. Not the look Benedictine wanted going into the locker room. However, it's a close game at the break. We'll return to the Farmville. The Sunrise opening half for you as they head for the locker room. It's Park 29, Benedictine 27.
Skywave Ames in Atchison at 7-Eleven Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
And let's take a recap of that opening half scoring, shall we? First of all, for Park, leading the way for the Pirates as nobody's in double digits, but Augusto Hausman's close with 8.6 in the half for Drew Frost, who came in off the bench, getting a couple of threes. Jaden Call has 5, 4 in the half for DeMarcus Hudson with both Shahada Camp and Sebastian Jimenez with 3. For Benedictine, it was a 7-point half for Jaden Timmy. Half a dozen for Braden Bell. Following them, Ahmad Moose with 5, Sam Ungerschick 4, 3 for Anthony Hall, and 2 for Preston Reynolds. Personal foul. Benedictine has a few guys with 2. Schneider has 2. Adise has 2. Tyson Caffey and Preston Reynolds both have 2. For Park, only 2 guys with a couple of fouls. Houseman with a pair and Kalani with another pair. Should be an interesting second half. But again, you got 2 teams that are just scrapping here. Both of them at 4-6 or 4-7, both of them at 2-3 in the conference. Similar shooting, although late in the half, Hart was able to come back from a nice Raven lead to take the lead themselves. As Benedictine ultimately shot only 31% in the first half. Park not a lot better at 35. Each team hit 9 shots in the first half. 3-point shooting, Benedictine 6 of 18, that's a third. Park 5 of 12, 42%. At the free throw line, big difference. Park 6 of 6. Benedictine only 3 of 7. Raven defense has done a splendid job. They have forced Park into 9 first half turnovers. BC only turning it over 3 times in the opening half. Day one, we're going to get a breather. Joseph's going to help us out and give us a moment of respite as we get ready for what promises to be an exciting second half of men's college basketball on Ham Radio. That's it with our intermission score in Parkville. Park University 29, Benedictine 27. We're kicking it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio for another festive halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our final sign-up will be Friday, December 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Taco John's at 216 South 10th in Atchison.
And remember, that will be our final chance for you to get your name in the box for your chance to win that $500 in candy cane cash. Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We've got a couple of things coming up on the sports schedule. Coming up on a rare Thursday night game, tomorrow evening you can tune in at 6 o'clock to hear JCN girls take on Troy. 8 p.m. is the scheduled tip-off time for the boys' game. Friday, we will have a high school basketball game. I'm seeing two different pieces of data here, but we will definitely have a high school basketball game coming up this Friday. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip time. 8 p.m. will be the basketball time for the boys to take to court. On Saturday, we've got Benedictine College at Clark. The Ravens will be on the road this weekend, and it is an early tip for the women's game. Again, a high noon tip-off for the ladies at Clark this weekend. This Saturday, the men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look at the women's games, we have finals to report. Mid-America Nazarene top Missouri Valley, 76-57. It was the Evangel Ladies over Baker, 68-62. Graceland beat William Penn with a final score of Graceland Ladies 72, William Penn 69. Central Methodist beat Culver Stockton 75-61, and in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, I'm happy to report that the Lady Ravens were successful with 59 points to Parks 52. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores for games in progress.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Taking a look at men's games in action right now, we've got Peru State leading Grandview at the half, 48-40. It's about 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the Culver-Stockton Central Methodist first half. It is Central Methodist 28, Culver-Stockton 20. In the Graceland William Penn game, William Penn men are leading 42-32 at the half. And just into the first, with 9 minutes and 55 seconds left, Evangel is leading Baker 17-11. In the game that you're listening to right now, we've got the Benedictine Ravens sitting at 27 points to Parks 29. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 27. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 35. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 21. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Friday, decreasing clouds by Saturday. Low 30s Friday, upper 20s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
In downtown Atchison right now, it's 35 degrees right here in the CARE Radio Studios, 26 outside. Is that what it feels like? The winds have kicked up to about 14 miles per hour out of the west-southwest. Relative humidity 67%. Barometric pressure is sitting at 29.69 inches of mercury.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 711 Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates? Right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories and all the e-juice from Salts to Sub-Ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Hey, welcome back to Parkville, Missouri, here on the campus of Parks University. Halftime, winding down, second half getting ready to go, and it's quite a ball game. 29-27, Parks leads Benedictine. Joseph, our producer, engineer, guy who took such good care of you at halftime back at the studio. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Council, you're here. And here at the Breakfast Center, the crowd having a great time and getting entertained by a splendid game. It's a long, long, long way from being over. We mentioned these two teams that were good records. Park 4-6, and 4-7. Both teams 2-3. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Ravens jumped out to an early lead in the game, but Parks never let them stretch that much. And Pirates are going to have the ball in play to begin the second half. We're underway. Augusto Hausman on the right side gets double teamed. Tyson Cathy reaches in, strips the ball away, and it's a jump ball call. Going to belong to Benedictine off the jump ball. 19:45 to go in the game. Ungerschick, Reynolds, Lewis, Belt, and Cathy. The Benedictine 5 to begin the second half. For Park, it'll be Hudson and Rhodes, Kemp, Call, and Hausman. We're back underway. The swing to the left. Belt alone. A 3, too short. And a rebound. A lot of pushing and shoving happening now. Tyson Cathy was able to pull Hausman over a moment ago on that jump ball. And now we're seeing maybe the team's picking up a bit of intensity here. Ravens into the forecourt off the miss. Still thrilling it by 2. Neither team has scored yet in the second half. Park will drive into the lane. Comes back on the top to Ahmad Lewis. Skip pass to the right side to Tyson. Cathy thinking about whether he wants to drive in the middle or not. Does not. Brings it back out on top to Sam. Preston on top. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Ahmad with it. Tyson with 6, goes for the long 2, air ball rebounded down by Park. Robert Rhodes coming up with the basketball, Pirates into the fourth quarter, and here we go. It's 18:45 to play, still 29-27. Neither team has put anything on the board yet in the second half. Hausman, the reverse layup, something good. He has been really strong today, and that'll be his 10th point. Making it 31-27, Benedictine down by 4. It's 18:25 to play. Ravens around to the left side. Belt will drive it out towards the top. Changing hands to the dribble. Accelerates on the right side of the lane. Goes in. Shot rejected. Robert Rhodes getting up, throwing that thing away. And Rhodes is a long and tall guy. 6'8". The junior from Grandview, Missouri. I'm assuming, okay, I'm looking at the guy, he's very lean, okay, but I'm assuming there's a typo in the program as they've got him at 6'8 and 105 pounds. I believe that is inaccurate. Here's a driving shot by Ahmad, no good. And the rebound back to Park. 2 minutes gone in the second half. Ravens still looking for a point. Park will continue to play in the manner they played the first half, slowing this thing down. Getting it to single digits before they even really begin to look for the rim. They've got it left side, 17-foot jumper. It's up and good. Shahada Kemp has 5. Ravens suddenly down a half a dozen at 33-27. 17 and a half to go. BC's got to find the rim. Their offense has really had some trouble in this. Last 6, 7, 8 minutes of the half, and now in the first couple, 3 minutes of the second half, and as BC will drive into the lane, we will have a whistle, a foul. The shot does not go in for Ahmad Lewis, but he did draw a foul on Shahada Kemp. And it'll put Ahmad to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Benedictine to the free throw line tonight. Nothing to write home about. They are 3 of 7 at the free throw line. The shot? No. 3 of 8 go the Ravens at the free throw line. Ahmad has 5 points. He hit a 3 and a 2 in the opening half. Second free throw. There it is. And the Ravens are on the board in the second half, trailing at 33-28. 17-10 to go in the game. Pirates back up the court. Again, they're going to run some time off. They're very, very patient. You know, well, coach, here's a long three. No good. And the rebound. Long rebound. Pull back down. Pirates basketball. They'll control it away. At the baseline, Hausman got himself tangled up in a bit of a mismatch, and somehow Preston Reynolds was up against him, and Preston will commit a foul, and he's going to come out of the game. That will be his third. Preston looks very frustrated as he comes off the court. The freshman from Shawnee Mission East. Clark looks to bring it in. They'll go right side. They give and go. The baseline, the shot. No. Hausman rebounds. Follows no. Rebound. Jaden Timmy. Benedictin, Undershick, Lewis, Timmy, Belt, and Kathy now. Timmy coming in for Preston Reynolds after that third foul. Skip over to the left side to Belt. He'll go a three. And there it is. Ravens have been looking for that one. Braden Belt hits a three. He is now 3 of 6. 3-point shooting. All of his 9 points have come from the 3-point line, and it is 33-31. Pass to the right side, stepping inside the circle. The 15-foot two is no good. Offensive rebound. Now from the top, it's a three. Yes. The bucket by Jaden Hall. He's got 8. 36-31, Park. 15-50. Left. Hungershick way beneath the rim. Somehow is able to reach back, get it up and in. He's got 6. 36-33. And a big collision on the far side of the floor. You know, players kind of talking to one another out there a little bit.
Number 34.
Coach Moody making a proactive couple of substitutions. Going to bring both Ahmad and Tyson out of the game. And for Benedictin, in will come Hunter Schneider once again, and also in for BC. We're going to see Bryson LaRue. Park with the basketball, and they'll drive down to the baseline. We're going to get a foul call.
That was on the Ravens, number 21, Braden Belt.
Fallon's going to be on. Braden, only his first foul of the game. The Ravens have not committed 3 team fouls in the first 4.5 minutes of second half. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. It's a race down the court. The shot up under Schick, no. Beats across to Timmy. Loses it. Timmy kicks it out on top. Ravens are going to recover the ball, but they are going to miss out on that golden undefended layoff opportunity. Nonetheless, they're going to reset the offense. Coach Moody's on his feet. And Beachy's gone to kind of a four quarters here. Out on top, it comes to Bryson. LaRue's runner. Nope, he's knocked to the floor and no foul called. Rebound to go back down is going to be Park and Robert Rhodes. Pirates down the floor, off the window and missing, and a rebound on the inside is lost out of play by Hausman, who bangs into the wall. And again, it's going to be Benedictine basketball. So neither of these teams set the world on fire here in the second half. In the second half, Park has outscored Benedictin 7-6. And we're over 5 minutes gone now. And now BC will throw it over to the right side. Luckily, Belt in the right spot to save it. Schneider gets knocked to the floor. Cross-court pass, Ungershick. Steps inside, goes in, goes up, gets fouled. Getting a little wild out here. Now it's going to be on Shahada Khan. It'll be his second foul of the game. He has both of Park's second half fouls, and coming to the line for Benedictin is going to be Ungershick with 6 points and 1 of 3 at the free throw line in the first half. Sam Strides up there out of Blue Valley West High School. His free throw is good. 6-foot freshman Sam Ungershick. He's got Benedictson somehow. The Ravens have quietly gotten back to within two, and that free throw barely hit the front of the rim, and it's very short. 36-34 Park. Shot from the outside, no. Rebound, Benedictson. Sam coming up with the board from beneath the goal. Ravens are back on offense. An opportunity to tie, or Tom's going to take a lead with a long shot. Speaking of long shots, Belt for three, and there it is! Braden Belt from downtown. His fourth three of the game, and Benedictson goes in front. 37-36. 14:02 to play. Park back to the right side. And again, it is Hausman who spins and misses and again lands on the floor. Foul is going to be called on Hunter. Hunter Schneider has picked up his third foul of the game. He's getting a bit of playing time tonight.
32. So Hausman to the line. Shooting.
Coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Hausman. Shot up, rattles in. He is really good and extraordinary at the free throw line. Hausman collecting his 11th point, and he is 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Second free throw is way short, and a rebound pulled down by Jaden Timmy. Here comes Benedictson. The Ravens are going to change up a little bit out of the court. Ahmad Lewis is back out there. Here's another three for Belt. Wow!
What a shot! Braden Belt! His fifth three of the game.
40-37, Benedictson. Here's a feed underneath. And the layup is going to be up and good for Hausman. And we have a Park timeout. We'll enjoy the timeout at 13:22 to go in the ballgame. This is going to be a fantastic finish. Don't go away. The score in Parkville. Park 40, or rather, Benedictson 40, Park 39.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
2650. They've got a little old school on the coming out of the timeout music. So, always good to hear the classics, right? I mean, it's not exactly Big Crosby's White Christmas, but it's gymnasium music. 13:22 to go on tonight's men's college basketball game. 40-39, Benedictson leading it by one. Opening game tonight. So the Lady Ravens take a 59-52 win. I was getting coached a little earlier that, you know, after tonight's game, they may just jump on the bus and start heading for Dubuque because it's almost that long a trip. Playing, Ravens playing there Saturday. Here's the feed underneath to Hunter, and Schneider can't get the shot to drop. Clark. Park coming up the forward of basketball. Hook pass into the lane, crashing in, and a blocking foul is called on BC. Schneider's going to be called for a block, and in limited PT, he's got himself his fourth foul tonight. Hunter Schneider, four fouls. At the stripe, Sebastian Jimenez. Free throw good. Park has been really, really good at the free throw line tonight. As a team, they are 8 of 9. 9 of 10. I don't have to tell you that the math there is pretty easy. 9 of 10 at the free throw line. Benedictson is 5 of 11. Here's a long three for Belt. That one almost down, rims out. Little spin on the ball, and it kicks it back up out of the cylinder, and up forward will come Pirates. It is 41-40 Park. Now down the right side. Joe Adise goes up for the block, and he will pick up a foul. Belt will pick up a foul. That's what we're calling on Joe, but we're calling on Braden Belt. And again, Park coming to the free throw line, and again, it's going to be Sebastian Jimenez. He's got 5 points now, 2 of 2 at the line. This one is good. Sebastian out of Mexico, a 6'8" junior. Yes, Park's got a couple of 6'8" guys on the team. Jimenez and Rhodes, and then they bring Leon into the game, and he's 6'9". Hausman, who starts and is getting all these points, he's 6'7". They are a big and rangy team. Jimenez will hit them both, and Park pushes back again to a 3-point lead. But Timmy will fix that. 3-point shot, Jaden Timmy. The game tied again. 43-43. 12-12 to go. Pirates will dish it around to the right side. Little hook pass out on top. Feeds it right. The three way off to the left side. Jaden Timmy clears it down. Belt will come into the forecourt for the Ravens. Belt goes all the way down, falling away. The shot rims out, no good. Lewis and Timmy LaRue, Belt Adise. Those your Benedictine Five right now. The Pirates coming up court with the basketball. It's a tie game at 43 with 11.5 left. Park works it off on top. Little crossover dribble, then a scoop bounce pass off the right block. Sky hook good. Leon Kalinick. He is a 6'9" post. Gets his first two. 45-43 Park. 11-11 to go. Adise has it. No, make that. Adise kicks it out on top. Ahmad Lewis. Shot clock at 9. Benedictine tries to feed underneath. The ball is on the floor. Rolling around. Park's going to pick it up. Here come the Pirates. Left side is going to be Camp. Shot up by Shahada. No good. Rebounding it down. Adise. And Benedictine's going to slow it up. Coach Moody on his feet at the end of the box toward the center. You've got Coach Klein on his feet at the end of the box toward the center. Both of these guys really after their guys and into this game. What a game we've got. 45-43 right now. Here's the three. Oh, from the corner. Up the good. Come on, Lewis, and the Ravens back in front. Come on, second three in his 9th point of the game. Benedictine leading it out 46-43. 10:15 left. Joel again. Joseph again, be aware. We'll be looking at a media break here in a moment. Here's a three shot from right in front of them. Park bench. That is up and good. Shahada Camp. And it is now 48-46. Park. Ravens come out on top. Adise back to the right side to Braden. Inside 10 to go. Belt feeds it across. Adise goes up. Not fouled. The ball's going to be taken away from him. And the Pirates coming up the floor with it. Camp will have it way up top side. Quicks it over to the right. Kalinick back over to the left. Out on top. Camp 7.5 above the arc. 3-point shot. No good. Kalinick coming down with the rebound. Backs in, turns, twists, shoots, scores. So Lenny with the sky hook has 4. Ravens now trailing 50-46. 9:05 to go, and BC will take a timeout. Joseph, a break if you wouldn't mind. 9:05 left. This is a thrilling game in Parkville. Pirates 50, Ravens 46.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
busy, busy time here on Care Radio. Basketball, college basketball, high school basketball. And tomorrow night, we're going to be down in Winchester. How about that? A little Thursday night hoop. First, we're going to have sports look. Justin and I are going to join you for that. And then it's going to be high school hoops from Jefferson County North High School. And going to be hosting Troy. Join us for that one. Ravens have the ball in the forecourt. BC will over to the left side. Long cross court. Back on top. Timmy the long three. Rebound. Park. 50-46. Pirates in front. Rolling along now to 8:45 to go in the game. And here's a cross court pass that just kind of flew off the hand of Park's Drew Croft. And it goes out of bounds into the scorer's table. And this, Joseph, will be our media timeout. The break at 8:42 to go in the game, and the score remains Park 50, Benedict 46.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Benedictine Credit by four with 8:42 to play. Ravens are led in scoring tonight. One guy with double figure scoring, and that's Braden Felt. 15 points. Braden on 5 3-point shots tonight. For Park, 13 points leads the way. They again only have one guy in double figure scoring. That is Augusto Hausman. He's got 13. Okashik, Lewis, Timmy. LaRue and Kathy are now your Benedictine Five. And the Ravens kind of four-cornering this offense, and it's Timmy tied up near the scorer's table. He dribbles through the defense and stepping in to try to stop him. We're going to get a foul call on DeMarcus Hudson, his second of the game. It will be Park team foul three, and Benedictine will be inbounding it. Now they're going to stop playing for a moment and
everybody
towel the floor down just a little bit. 8:34 to go in the game. Up on the court for Park is going to be Jimenez. Habigahorse, who has just come into the game. Eli Habigahorse is a 6-foot sophomore from Las Vegas. Kalani is in, Croft is in, Hudson is in, all for the Pirates. Here's a feed to Ahmad. Lewis scoops it off on top to Sam, loses the hand for a minute, now cuts to the lane, back on top Timmy, over to the right side it goes. Taken there by LaRue, now underneath Tyson. Kathy, the layup is good for Tyson. Tyson's first points of the game. Ravens cut the Pirate lead to 2. 50-48, 8:05 left now. Park continues to be very, very patient. And they bring it down the court. The pass comes out on top, and Park is going to nearly lose it. Now saves it in. The pass slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Jaden Timmy. Shot clock for the Pirates is going to be at 4 as they put the ball in play from directly beneath their rim. 7:49 to go. Coach making sure they know it's 4. It comes in. Out on top, 3 and 2. And driving in, the shot of the buzzer misses. Nope, they're going to say the shot was not out of his hand. And we will have a shot clock violation. Benedictine will have it back in. Braden Belt has only been out of the game for a very short time, and he's going to be right back in there. And LaRue will check out. So Belt, Kathy, Timmy, Lewis, Ungashik on the Benedictine Five. 7:40 left. Ravens have the ball down 2. Sam comes up, swings it over to the left side. Driving to the free throw line, Belt kicks it over to the right. Ahmad scoops underneath. And again, another layup for Tyson Captain. Ravens beating him on the inside off the left side of the rim. Tyson with four. We're even at 50. 7:14 left. Park for three. Got it. Drew Cross has his third three of the game. And Benedictine, as quickly as they tied it, back down by three. 7:01 left in the game. BC will feed it to Tyson. Kathy comes out on top to Ahmad. He'll go for a three. Hits the back of the rim, and the very long rebound is going to be saved above the top of the key by Jaden Timmy. To Sam, underneath to Tyson. Has it knocked out of his hand. Picks it back up, plays it up again, and suddenly Tyson Kathy. 6 points on 3 2-foot shots. Those are the shots you like. That's got a, you got a pretty good percentage for those. Here's a three on the other end, and it will not go in. And the Pirates trying to steal the rebound from Jaden Timmy. Pick up the foul. Foul is going to be on Jimenez. It'll be his third. Park team foul three. Kalinick is going to come out of the game, and also coming out for Park is going to be Habeghorst. Here comes BC. Ravens back up the floor. Park's got Croft and Camp out there. Looks like I see Hall and Jimenez and Houseman. 53-52. Pirates in front. And a little bounce pass from Ahmad Lewis is kicked. And the Ravens are going to be putting it in down to the baseline. 20 on the shot clock. Ungashik will put it in. Benedict is coming into their baseline. They'll bring it into Belt. Goes three. Hits three. Braden Belt having a huge night from outside. His sixth three-point shot tonight. Braden is 6 of 10 three-point shooting this evening. And Benedictine goes in front, 55-53. 5:50 to go. Here's a three for Park, and it's good! As these two teams continue to go nose-to-nose. Croft has four threes, and we're going to get a Pirate timeout. 5:44 to go in the game. It's a one-point thriller in Parkville. Park 56, Benedictine 55.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Park in front. Talking about that upcoming sports schedule, Joseph, you might as well get your mail forwarded to Post Office Box G. You know? Tonight we're here at Parkville. Tomorrow we're going to be Troy at JCN in Winchester. Friday, we got Maryland Hill Mount Academy with Pleasant Ridge. Saturday, Benedictine with Clark. Next week, we go Monday, Valley Falls at Donovan West. Then Tuesday, we'll wrap up 2022 for us, and it will be Horton at ACCHS. That's how we roll. Eight games in nine days. 8 and 9 days is where we're at here. Here comes the drive into the middle. Ravens with the ball. Go across to the left side to Ahmad Lewis. Benedict in with the ball. Trying to get by one. 11 on the shot clock. 5:20 to go in the game. Ahmad with it up on the top side. He'll dribble back to the right. Change directions. Crossover dribble. Now collision underneath. No whistle. Out on top. Timmy shoots with two on the shot clock. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. It'll be cleared down by Park. The Ravens unable to capitalize, and Drew Croft will come down with the board as he will give it to Jaden Call coming into the forecourt. Park with the basketball. Is worth 5:04 to go in the game. He'll drive short. Go underneath. Hits the backboard. No good. Rebound Ravens. BC 2-on-2. Over to the left. Out to the top. And right now they're really guarding Braden. Belt goes into the lane. Goes up, jump, stripped out of his hands. And Coach Moody looking for a foul that did not get called. And now on the other end of the floor, we're going to have a whistle and a foul on Benedictine at the free throw line. no shot. The ball is going to be on Jaden Timmy. Jaden, who earlier in his career would get himself in a little foul trouble sometimes, not tonight. That is his first foul of the evening. But for Benedict Henry, team foul seven, and coming to the line for the Pirates, you're going to find Shahada Camp. He has not had a free throw tonight, but he has been a good shooter. The front half of the one and one is perfect. Shahada Camp has his ninth point of the evening, and it is 57-55 at Park. Second free throw airborne, very short, and BC will come down with a rebound as we are at 4:40 to play. Ungershick into the forecourt, crosses at the center, beats his defender to the baseline, kisses it off the window and scores. Ungershick with nine. We are even again now at 57. 4:20 left. What's it going to take? 65? 65 wins maybe? 4:10 to go. Augusto Hausman is back in. He will be a benefit for the Pirates. When he is out there, he's a force to be reckoned with. He's fast. He's crafty. Here's a baseline shot. It's going to be up and good. Knocking it down. It's going to be that Jimenez knocking it down. Park back in front by two at 59-57. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds. BC will have it back in front of the Raven bench. Checking out, Jaden Call. Checking in, DeMarcus Hudson. A couple of starters trading places in the Park lineup. Here's BC. Out of top, Ungershick to Ahmad. Lewis pulls up. No, kicks it to Timmy. He'll pull up. Three, Jaden Timmy. Benedictine. Ravens are going to take a break. 3:37 to go. Ravens 60, Park 59.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Crowd that is here is a Raven crowd. They are not standing up, but they're all leaning forward in those chairs. 60-59, Benedictson. Park will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. 3:37-36 into the forecourt. 3:35 to go. Pirates will swing around and around the outside. The feed to Hausman is loose on the floor, stolen by Benedictson. Raven's coming up the court with it. Coach Moody on his feet. Looks like a traffic cop out there putting up the big hold-up sign, the big stop sign. Telling his team to slow this thing down. Here's Sam. Goes to the free throw line. Brings it back over to the left. Back in the middle it comes to Sam. Cross-court pass is lost, and we're going to have a foul. Pirates will pick up a foul. Shahada Camp was out of the game for a very short time and is right back in. Ravens will have it into the baseline. That is Park, team foul five. BC will bring it in way up top side. Ravens by one. Timmy gets it to Tyson Caffey. Ahmad, right side Sam. He'll drive baseline. Here's Ahmad. He's alone. It's a three. Yes! Ahmad Lewis! 63-59 Ravens. 2:47 on the clock. Park is in the bonus, the one and one. They have another foul to give before putting Benedictine in that predicament, and now we'll have a little contact in the middle and a foul against Sam Ungershick. First foul of the ball game by Sam.
And Park is going to bring Jaden Call back in, taking out Drew Croft. So looking up and down here, it looks like, yep, starting five back in for Park. First free throw, it's up and good. Marcus Hudson has his fifth point and his sixth point. It is 63-61, Benedictine. 2:32 left. Hungershick crosses midcourt, working right up at the scorer's table. Setting up in front of Jaden Call. Little one-hand push pass over to the right side to Belk. Shot clock at 13. Ravens on offense. Belk will play off the screen, get double-teamed, dumped it into the corner. We're going to have a kick basketball. So the Ravens will have it in play across the way. And Amon Lewis will do the inbound work. 2:12 to go, and they'll push the shot clock back to 20. So for Benedictine, a bit of a break, because they're going to get a little extra time to work with, and head gone down to 8, and they bring it back to the top. And now, BC going to get a timeout before they bring it in play. They are. Coach Moody's going to take a timeout. 2:12 left in the game. Clock moving fast, it feels like. It remains Benedictine 63, Park 61.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Benedictine in front by two. Both teams have had the lead plenty of times. This game has gone back and forth and back and forth, but neither team has had a big lead. Benedictine's largest lead this evening, as I'm looking at my score sheet here, was at 5 and 24 to 19. Park's largest lead that I see in my book is 6 when it was 33 to 27. And since then, it's been one or two or three-point game. And now BC on the inbound is going to throw it away. Up court with it, they will come. Park will drive into the lane, spinning around. The shot is up and it's no good. And the Ravens are going to lose the rebound out of bounds. Back it will come to the Pirates. 2:02 to go. Park will have it in play with 24 on the shot clock. Ravens by a pair at 63-61. Looking in. Pirates down to the baseline right beneath their hoop. Having trouble. And the inbound is going to come way out to center circle. Be hauled in by Jaden Call. Call changes hands to the dribble, comes out on top. Hausman, Augusto will take it, dish it back to the left side. Couple of head fakes later, comes back to Hausman. He backs in, hooks, turns, shoots, gets the roll. Hausman ties the game. 63-63, and Park is going to take a timeout. What it looks like is the Ravens have had no answer all night for Hauser. He's just so big, and Benedictine has never had the matches up against him well when he gets the ball in the paint and off the block. On the other end, Benedictine has shot lights out. We're going to hang on to it during this timeout, Joe. It's going to give you a bit of a breather. Benedictine, for example, from three-point range, 14 of 31. 45%. Park, 9 of 21, 42%. Teams are shooting similarly from the floor. Park, 21 of 50, 39%. Benedictine, 22 of 57, 38.6%. Free throw line, been a big deal. Ravens are 5 of 11, not very good at 45, but Park, phenomenal. 14 of 16. That is 88% from the free throw line for the Pirates. Benedictine has been out-rebounded tonight, 38-32. But again, the perimeter shot has kept the Ravens right neck and neck with Park. We anticipated the close for tonight, and we have gotten everything we had hoped for. It is a 63-63 game with a minute 40 left. BC has Tyson Caffey, Braden Bell, Jaden Timmy, Ahmad Lewis and Sam Ungerschick. For Park, Hudson and Camp, Jimenez, Houseman and Call. BC up the floor with it. Here's Sam over on the right wing. Left-hand dribble, drives it to the left side, goes to Ahmad. Coach Moody's on his feet, telling the guys back up a little bit. Now the feed over to the left side. Ahmad, he's alone for three, but it will hit the side of the backboard. The rebound, though, is going to be slapped, and it will be picked up by Benedictson. And the Ravens just let it roll and let it roll and let it roll, because I think Braden Bell thought that it was going to be over and back when he touched it. The shot clock had not gone off. And so it kept rolling and rolling. And finally, he picks it up, and no whistle blew. He looks startled. So it comes up the court, realizes the shot clock's at one. He takes a about three-quarter court shot that didn't come close. And now Park will have it in play. With 1:07 to go in the game, tied at 63. Pirates get passed over to the right corner. Right block. Houseman backs in, drops his shoulder, trying to go through Tyson. Couldn't. Good defense. Back off on top. Again, it'll come to Houseman. Back off on top. Top of the key at one. The shot does not get off. Park did not get a shot taken. One defense by Benedictson. With now 46 seconds to go, the Ravens will come up the floor with it. And the game remains tied at 63. We're going to get another timeout by Coach Moody. Joseph, let's do it. Breaking the action. BC taking the timeout. 46 seconds left. It remains Benedictson 63, Park 63.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Tell you, these coaches are huddled up with their teams. They've got the little dry erase boards out there, scratching down plays. And these teams, with 46 seconds left, the game tied at 63. Teams are feeling the pressure here, I would think, just a little bit. The winner of this goes to 500 in the conference at 3-3. But the loser, okay, you go two games below 500. You drop to 2-4. It's a big game here. Ravens will put it in play in the backcourt. Here comes Sam. Ungerschick takes it across midcourt. Slides over to the right side, working against Call. Now the pass out on top of Call, reaches in and kind of grabs it. Foul is going to be on Jaden Call. Only his second of the game, and only Park's sixth of the half. So Ravens will be putting it in play for the final time here. It'll be Ahmad Lewis bringing it in. Kathy Bell, Timmy, Lewis, and Ungerschick for Benedictine. 32 seconds ago, 16 of the shot clock. Sam topside, doubled up there, gets it to Braden. Topside Sam, right side Ahmad, cuts in with seven. Loses the handle, brings it back over to the left. Belt for three, off the rim, rebound on the floor. Belt will pick it up, kicks it to the right to Timmy. Backs away, 12 seconds left. 10 seconds, the shot clock is off. Tie game, Ravens will drive in, and there's going to be a foul. Jaden Call, as Sam Ungerschick could accelerate it around him. Jaden Call's out of the floor, throwing his arms out, telling the coach, I had to do something. And now, Benedictson, with 7 seconds to go, will be at the line for the 1-1. And it'll be Sam Ungerschick. Sam is 2 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. But before he comes to the line, we're going to get a Park timeout. Joseph, another one. The tension is thick here in Parkville, Missouri. 7.9 seconds to go in the game. It's Benedictson 63, Park 63.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Maybe it's two out of last, isn't it?
Pirates to the right, standing here in the mezzanine near midcourt, watching this game unfold here this evening. Hart, unless they make a substitution, and I do not see any adjustments. It's going to be Hudson Camp call, Jimenez and Houseman. That is going to be three of the starting five. Four of the starting five. For Benedictine, it'll be Ahmad Lewis, Jaden Timmy, Braden Belt, Tyson Campy, and at the line, the freshman, Sam Ungashick. Sam out of Blue Valley West High School. It is a 1-1 in a tie game. The free throw. Perfect. Did not touch iron and barely made the net move, and the Ravens lead by one. 64-63. Takes a big, deep breath. The right-handed free throw. In and out, no. So, Park coming up the floor. They've got no timeouts, or do they? Yes, they must have one. Looking to the board, yes, this is their last timeout. We're going to hang on to it, Joseph. Okay, let's just keep it right here. We don't want to miss something. 4.3 seconds to go in the game. Benedictine off Sam Ungashick hitting one of his two free throws has taken a 64-63 lead. Sam is 3-7 tonight with the free throw line, but that was a big one moments ago to take the lead. Now, below us, we got the officials drawing the sports information people to the monitor, and I think they're just going to try to verify what the appropriate, correct amount of time is. And the scoreboard is indicating at 4.3. He's dealing to get 64-63. Park, got to think, where are they going to go? I cannot imagine they're going anywhere other than right in the middle to Augusto Houseman. He's the guy that I would think I would want in there. Houseman, 5 of 9 shooting the ball, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Jimenez has been hot, 2 of 2 and 4 of 4 at the line. Call is 2 of 4, 2 of 2 at the line. Camp is 3 of 6, 1 of 2 at the line. Hudson has not shot well from the outside, but he is perfect, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Again, Park is 14 of 16. Free throw shooting at the ball game here this evening. Here comes Coach Moody's team, and out for Benedictine. Ungashick and Ahmad Lewis. Jaden Timmy, Brace Belt, Tyson Cassie. Coming out for Park. Put to the ball on the plate is going to be Jaden Call, Hudson Camp, Jimenez, and Houseman. Remember, they got the 6'8", 6'9", guys out of the court, and the ball looking to come in. Looking. It'll come in at the top of the key. The drive to the left side. In traffic. The shot blocked. It's on the floor. Rolling around. Park goes one up at the buzzer. Ravens win it. Park does not get the shot they wanted. And Benedictine holds on to win a thriller on the road tonight. We'll be back to summarize for you. Your final score in Parkville. Benedictine 64. Park 63.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. Unity members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not, to set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no-bready bowls, and amazing salads. at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here at Parkville. Wow. What a night it has been for Benedictine. The second game took a minute or two or three, but it's been a good one here this evening. And hoping to get a chance to visit with head coach Moody. And he's out here visiting a lot of fans, a lot of people here from the Kansas City area. And I think a lot of people here from around the area who have traveled in and already beginning some holiday travel plans and have come to watch Benedictine here tonight. So we'll hope that Coach is able to have a word with his guys and maybe have a word with us after that. In the interim, let's take a look at the statistics here tonight. First of all, for Park and head coach Jason Klein, Park was led in scoring tonight by Augusto Hausman, 15 points for Hausman in the ball game this evening. 5 of 9 from the floor, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. A dozen for Drew Croft on 4 three-point shots. Following them, it was Shahada Camp with 9, 8 in the, or rather 9 also for Sebastian Jimenez, 8 tonight for Jaden Call. Scoring a half a dozen this evening was DeMarcus Hudson, rounding out the scoring was Leon Kalinic with 4. For Benedictine, Coach Moody used a lot of guys. I'm just looking here. 3, 5, 7, 9, 10 guys in the game for Benedictine tonight. And leading the way at scoring, Braden Belt. How about that? 6. Let's do the math right, gang. 6 three-point shots tonight for Braden Belt. 6 of 15 altogether. 6 of 11 three-point shooting tonight for Braden, and he led all scorers 18 points here tonight. Also double-figure scoring for BC this evening, it was Jaden Timmy. Jaden coming off the bench tonight, 4 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 7 from 3, and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Timmy with 13, a dozen tonight for Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad, 3 of 10 from outside for on his way to a dozen points. You had 10 also from Sam Ungashik. Maybe none of them bigger than that. One free throw with 7 seconds left. But Sam, in 32 minutes of play tonight, with 10 points. Following them for Benedictine, it falls pretty quickly to Tyson Caffey getting a half a dozen. Those are big plays. Tyson, the Ravens had worked up something. Tyson was coming in on the left side of the lane, stepping down just outside the rim. They were feeding the ball, and he was just going up for the little, as Coach Moody would call them, the little bunnies off the left side. So Tyson, 6 points tonight, 3 for Anthony Hall. He got those in the opening half. Preston Reynolds, 2 points tonight. He got them in the opening half. Preston saw some limited PT as he had some foul issues during the course of the game. Preston only ending up with 15 minutes tonight. BC did not score a field goal in the last 2 minutes and 56 seconds of the game, but they did not need him, as the Raven defense was just fantastic. Again, we'll hope to get a chance to visit with the coach here in a moment if we can get him freed up to come up this way. But I would suspect that anytime you're going to hold your opponent to something to the tune of 63 points, probably about as good as it's going to get, don't you think? I'm just kind of rambling around here. I hear that? It's a microphone that we're hoping the coach is going to be able to utilize when he gets here. We're going to get a little stuff set up and hope that he's able to get here. All of that said, for Benedictine, the semester will continue and conclude on Saturday afternoon, 12 o'clock noon game for the ladies. The guys at 2 o'clock, Benedictine in Dubuque, Iowa, going to be hosted by Clark. So, Ravens and Pride, that'll be Saturday here on CARE Radio.
Also, we have got a ton of games going on here on Care Radio. Tomorrow night, we'll be with you, first of all, with Sports Look, coming up after the Care Radio Evening Report, as Brian Hagan and company get you up to speed on, well, just all the things that you need to know. If you need to know it, Brian's going to tell you. It'll be on the Evening Report that starts at 5. So at the conclusion of that, Gus and I will join you for Sports Look. And probably pretty much right after that, we're going to have high school basketball. Troy will be at Jefferson County North. We've got back game coming your way from Winchester Thursday. Friday, we'll have NEKL basketball, as it'll be Marshall Mount Academy and Pleasant Ridge. Saturday, we mentioned Benedictine at Clark here on Care Radio. Then we move into next week. We're going to take Sunday off, okay, just so you know. But Monday, it'll be Valley Falls at Donovan West. Haven't been to Donovan West in some time. Been looking forward to getting back up there. And then we will round out the 2022 basketball broadcast season in Effingham, Kansas. We were there last night. We're going to go back. Horton at ACCHS. Tiger fans and folks are always very, very kind and inviting and hospitable to us. We appreciate that. So we'll be back out there Tuesday, December the 20th. ACCHS and the Horton Chargers. So that's what we got coming up here on the Care Radio sports schedule. Tomorrow night, talk about Sports Look here on Care. Guess always put together a good list of topics and things that we need to discuss and get kind of covered a little bit. We talk about some high school basketball. We'll be talking both men and women's college hoops, talking about things going on in and around the area. Some of Raven fans, kind of giving them a wave. Benedictine fans are here in great number, and there are still a lot of them out there. Raven, players are coming out of the locker room. They're already judged the street coast and closed, and hoping Coach Moody is able to get around here to come up and get a little post-game convo going, but not so sure that he is. Hang on, let me check. Looking out on the floor here thinking that as the players come out, they're dressed. Maybe Coach has been taken away by many fans and well-wishers, and we haven't had a chance to. He hasn't had a chance to get away yet. Maybe he's not going to be able to make it out of there. I'm not sure. Trying to think of what other things that we need to cover. And, again, hats off to the BC fans who turned out here in fantastic numbers tonight. For Benedictine, they were outnumbered the Park fans by a great margin. And Kansas City area folks who are alumni or we have players on the team who just want to see some good BC basketball. Turned out fantastic numbers here tonight. It's always a joy to see them showing up. Well, I'll tell you what, the players are coming out and they're dressed, but Coach has not had an opportunity to get out, so I am going to. We're going to get out of here. Congratulations to Benedictine. An exciting win tonight as they get by Park. Final score, Raven 64, Park 63. Typically to tomorrow night. Joseph, our man back in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here in Parkville, Missouri, saying good night. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.